Those of you who were buried in snow over the past couple of days may be particularly interested to note that Major League Baseball's training camps are open. When spring finally blooms, each of the 30 big league teams will take 25 players north for the regular season. Others will be assigned to minor league rosters, and quite a few more will be released. Just making it to the majors, even just for a week or two, defies all the odds, and there are a lot of players who get into just a few games. Rob Trucks interviewed 18 players who had very short careers and compiled those into a book called Cup of Coffee. Rob Trucks is at the studios of member station WNYC in New York, and welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thank you, Neil. It's nice to be here.
The title to begin with, Cup of Coffee?
Cup of Coffee is one of those baseball terms like Baltimore Chop or Texas Leaguer. That most baseball fans would be familiar with. It basically means a very short stay in the majors, as if a person arrived on the major league team long enough to order a cup of coffee but didn't get to stay long enough to drink it.
But as you point out, once a major leaguer, always a major leaguer.
Right, it's quite an accomplishment.
One of the great things for anybody who makes it to the major leagues to realize that their name will be listed forever, or as long as anybody pays any attention to the game of baseball, in the various encyclopedias of baseball that list every major league player.
It's quite an accomplishment, and most of the gentlemen that I interviewed, those especially that didn't get their picture on baseball cards, that's proof. That's proof that they were there, that they can show their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren, and it's something that can never be taken away from them.
This is something that all of these guys did, most of them anyway, from a very early age, 8 or 9 or 10 years old, they dreamed about being a Major League Baseball player to finally realize that accomplishment. Can you give us an example of somebody like that in your book?
Most of the guys in the book were guys who had that dream, who had that passion. It's a very singular path that these gentlemen follow. Baseball to the exclusion of almost everything else, though you might have the support of friends and family in your journey. Stacy Jones comes to mind. He pitched a few innings with the Baltimore Orioles in 1991 and made his debut in the Kingdom in Seattle. And after the game, which was on ESPN, he couldn't find a phone. He had to go out into the promenade of the Kingdom, and he called his father, and they kind of shared a moment, and Stacy actually cried. He said, "Dad, I made it. I'll never be in the minors again." But of course, that wasn't the situation.
I remember once talked to a kid, Danny Perez, who played in the Atlantic League, which is an independent league, but this was a guy who found out he was in the O'Hare Terminal in Chicago, and one plane, he was in AAA at the time, and one plane was going to Iowa, and the other one was going to go to Toronto if he got called up, and he got the phone call finally that he was going to go up to the big team, to the Milwaukee Brewers, as it happens, and he was racing through the airport trying to get the plane, and ran through the set of a movie they were making, and they were shooting it there, and there's a security guy, and he bumped into him and said, "Hey, kid, where do you think you're going?" He says, "I'm going to the major leagues."
So it's a wonderful story. There's so many of these stories that if they weren't true, we would assume that they would make very good movies, but they are true. That moment of just an ecstatic feeling coming over you, knowing that you have achieved your lifelong goal.
We're speaking with Rob Trucks, the author of Cup of Coffee, The Very Short Careers of 18 Major League Pitchers, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Now, how did you come to this story? And also, a lot of baseball fans are going to hear that last name, Trucks, and bells are going to start going off.
Well, my grandfather's brother, one of my grandfather's brothers, is Virgil Fire Trucks. He pitched in the majors for 17 seasons, not including a couple of years he was in the service. He won a World Series game in 1945 against the Cubs. He pitched in a couple All-Star games. And
he pitched two no-hitters in one season.
He's one of four men in Major League history to pitch two no-hitters in a single season, and that was 1952 when his record was 5-19. If he gave up a run that year, he lost the ball game.
Now, he was obviously a very good player to last in Major League Baseball that long. What got you interested in these players who just had that proverbial cup of coffee?
Well, I'll tell you, I was in a meeting, and a gentleman up here in New York had asked me about the name Trucks. He was a big Hank Greenberg fan, and Mr. Greenberg and Virgil had been teammates. And it kind of shamed me that he knew more of the Virgil statistics than I did. So I went home and got in the baseball encyclopedia. And when I opened up the page to Virgil's entry, I noticed six other names, Trexel, Truby, that shared the page with Virgil, that played that one season, 10 innings, 6 innings, 2 innings. And as great a storyteller as Virgil is, I knew that those gentlemen that were there just for a moment, that their memories would probably be clearer, that the stories would be fresher, because these guys don't get to tell their stories that often.
Hmm. Did they feel frustrated? Did they feel like they'd made their goal and at least got their shot? Or did they feel, I really could have done more?
There's almost no bitterness on the part of these players. There's a certain amount of resignation and acceptance. And when I ask them if they had regrets about the way their career ended, to a man, everyone wanted one more thing than they actually had. If someone only pitched relief in a game, their regret was that they never got to start a game. If somebody got to start a game, then their regret would be they didn't get to finish a game. So I think it's human nature to always want one more thing than we actually have.
Hmm. How do they cope with the rest of their lives?
It depends on the player. There's a couple of gentlemen who I think their education probably cost them in their career. They didn't fit in as well. They maybe didn't want to put all the eggs in one basket. That baseball, especially in the early days, made those kind of demands. But with their education, they probably had more successful later lives than some of the others that maybe signed their contracts straight out of high school. Almost all of them went through an adjustment period, 2, maybe 3 years, because their entire identities were as baseball players, were as athletes, and very special athletes, the chosen few. I don't think people realize how few people actually make the majors. Less than 3% of all the men who sign professional contracts actually graduate through the minor leagues to make the majors. And so to have your identity as a baseball player, as a premier athlete, taken away from you, those first 2 or 3 years out of the game are tough for just about everyone.
Well, obviously just a few seconds left, but I guess everybody remembers the story of the fictional but probably most famous cup of coffee player ever, and that's Moonlight Graham.
Right. Moonlight Graham, of course, is a character from Field of Dreams, and Ray Kinsella, when he's sitting next to James Earl Jones in the movie and J.D. Salinger in the book, sees Moonlight Graham's career statistics, one game played, no at-bats, flash on the scoreboard at Fenway, and they go to Chisholm, Minnesota to find out about Moonlight Graham, and I wanted to find out about modern Moonlight Grahams while these guys were still alive and able to tell their stories.
Rob Trucks, thanks very much.
Thank you, sir.
Rob Trucks' book is Cup of Coffee, The Very Short Careers of 18 Major League Pitchers. He was with us from the studios of WNYC in New York City. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.